The students in the instrumental music program at Creative Arts High School in Camden, New Jersey, have gone on to have successful careers as adults. WHYY's Kenneth Burns explores how musical achievement can sometimes predict academic and professional success.
On this recent afternoon, rehearsals are in full swing at Creative Arts High School for a student production that will be performed in Martha's Vineyard this summer. The musical they are mounting is Snow White, but in this version, all of the characters are Muslim.
It starts off talking about the five pillars of Islam, and then it's telling the story from like Snow White is supposed to be representing the good deeds and what you're supposed to be as an Islamic person.
Jamal Dickerson is director of bands at the school. He says the musical is a collaboration with the theater department, which is led by Desi Shelton.
Desi Shelton has a son who is Muslim. So what she realizes is that the Muslim community doesn't get like any productions that relate to them.
Dickerson, affectionately referred to as Mr. D by his students, is a Camden native who has been teaching in the school district for 25 years, the majority of that time at Creative Arts. Some of his students have gone on to professional careers in music, taking the stage with Sting, Beyonce, and Lauryn Hill, to name a few. Others went on to successful careers in business, medicine, and law. A majority of the students who have participated in the music program, according to Dickerson, achieve academic and professional success.
For a long time, the instrumental majors, the band students, were like valedictorian. Every year, valedictorian and salutatorian. One year we had 1, 2, and 3. All three of them were instrumental majors in our band.
Academic research in the last 5 years supports Dickerson's observation. Scholars at Canada's University of British Columbia found that students who interact with any type of musical training, whether it's band, chorus, dancing, or individual music lessons, will have a positive impact on their academic achievement. Dr. Peter Guzuasis led the research, which was published in the Journal of Educational Psychology in 2020. He says this study is a more expanded one of the research he did in 2007.
The most surprising results of that study was the effect sizes that we found and the impressive differences in academic achievement between music and non-music learners.
Guzuasis and his team got data from the Ministry of Education in British Columbia on more than 112,000 students across socioeconomic backgrounds and how they performed on provincial exams, which are similar to state exams here. They found students between grades 8 and 12 who are involved in extended music engagement perform one full year better academically. He adds researchers, including at Temple University, have also researched music's relationship with the brain.
We can say specifically, looking at the research that's published as of now, that it's music that is looked at in the executive functions context and has been determined that executive functions and music are directly linked.
26-year-old Brandon Ramos says he started his musical journey in middle school. He wanted to play the trumpet because of its prominence in his Mexican heritage. However,
there was no trumpets to pick up. And I was like, dang, there's no more trumpets. And he looked at me and said, oh, okay, you look like a trombone player. Here, take this.
Despite his perception of the trombone being big and ugly, Ramos says he gave the instrument a try. He credits the band for changing his life.
I was a shy kid. I was like not trying to, and I was very antisocial. And with music, it kind of forced me to be social.
After his graduation from Creative Arts High School in 2017, Ramos played the trombone all the way to Whittier College on a scholarship.
I had to kind of switch my gears. So whatever I built in music, I switched it to academic. Because I built that muscle of hard work in music, then I'm able to get along with that with the academic part.
Ramos made the dean's list his last semester at Whittier. He's currently working as a dental assistant and preparing to get into dental school. Ramos is now seeking to play music again. This time, it will be with a valve trombone playing a genre of regional Mexican music called corridos. Mr. D says students like Brandon not only become academically stronger when taking music classes, they ultimately become better human beings. From Camden, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.